Hello and welcome to The Ride Home, a podcast where we will explore a variety of subjects relating to our relationship with Jesus Christ and Fellowship Bible Church of Northwest Arkansas. My name is Mickey Rapier, and I'm one of the pastors here at Fellowship. Our goal in this podcast is to draw near to God, knowing that He will draw near to us, James 4:8. Today we're going to slow down for a few moments and experience Lectio Divina, a Latin term that means divine reading. Denise and I were invited to Northern Ireland last year, where I spoke at a retreat for the C.S. Lewis Institute. Northern Ireland is a beautiful country, and we enjoyed our time there with Royce and Susan Johnson and the C.S. Lewis Institute family. The retreat was held at Merlot House on the coast of the Irish Sea, and we were blessed to stay in the room where C.S. Lewis stayed when he went to Merlot House to rest and to write. And yes, there was a wardrobe in the room. We even took a peek inside. One morning, I was asked to lead the group in Lectio Divina, and we read and studied Psalm 23 together. One young man came up to me afterward and said, "If this morning's time and Psalm 23 was the only reason I came here this weekend, it was worth it." And so, I encourage you to find a quiet place to read and reflect, respond, and listen as God speaks to your heart through His Word. Denise will play softly in the background, and we'll begin with Psalm 23, a Psalm of David. Before we begin, I want you to imagine yourself as a sheep who is looking across the fence to another sheep from another flock. And this sheep says to the other one, "The Lord is my shepherd." Yahweh is the word he uses. Yahweh is my shepherd. Yahweh, the one who was, who is, and who always will be. He is the I Am, and He is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Yahweh provides everything that I need, and I'll never be in want. I have confidence that He is my great provider. Would you reflect on that for just a moment and respond to God? Listen to Him as He's speaking to you. Listen for that still small voice as He gives you confidence that He will meet your every need. The Lord is my shepherd, he says. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. The good shepherd would find a place for the sheep to rest, and he would make them rest, to lie down, and would stop them from moving from pasture to pasture because they needed to rest in the heat of the day. He didn't just allow them to rest, he made them rest because they needed it. You know what? So do we. Sometimes we just find ourselves moving from activity to activity, moving from one pasture to the next, when really we just need to slow down a little bit and rest and reflect. We'll be happier when we do, because we'll be healthier. The Lord's my shepherd. I lack nothing. And He makes me lie down in green pastures. Sometimes He forces us to lie down so that we'll look up. Take a moment to read and rest and reflect to what God is saying to you. Respond to Him. Thank you. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and He leads me beside quiet waters. Or if you're familiar with the King James Version, He leads me beside still waters. You see, the sheep were afraid to drink from a running stream. And so the shepherd would dam up the water and so that it would be quiet. And the sheep wouldn't be afraid. They needed to come and refresh themselves with water to cool off. And He says, "My shepherd refreshes my soul." Isn't it great to have a shepherd who's looking out for your best interest? He wants what's best for you. Oh, take a moment and think about all the times when God has refreshed your soul. Reflect and respond to God. Listen as He speaks to you. He guides me along the right paths. You know, sometimes we go down the wrong paths. Sometimes we take an exit when we should have stayed on the road that God has laid out for us. But it's reassuring to know that He guides us and gives us the information that we need to go the right way, to make the right decisions for His name's sake. You see, when we make the right decisions, we bring glory to Him. When we act in a way that reflects well on Him, it's a form of worship, because we're saying to the world, "The Lord is my shepherd. He guides me along the right paths because I am an ambassador. I'm an ambassador for Him." Take just a moment and reflect on that. That you represent the Lord Jesus Christ in everything that you do and the choices you make are a reflection on Him. Respond and listen. Oh, the sheep is boasting of his shepherd. And he goes even further. He says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even though it's the deepest, darkest night and my fear is great, and then something happens in this passage. Rather than looking across the fence and boasting to the sheep on the other side, he is so consumed with the greatness of the shepherd who makes him lie down in green pastures, who leads him beside quiet waters, who refreshes his soul, who guides him in the right paths. And in him he'll never lack anything. Even though he may be walking through the deepest, darkest valley of the shadow of death, he turns away from the sheep and he looks up to the shepherd himself. And he says, "For you are with me." Oh, what great confidence is that? for you are with me. Those words reverberate in our mind as we think about what the Lord Jesus said, that I will never leave you or forsake you. He's always going to be there. He's always waiting. He's always watching. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The shepherd is not only a provider, but he's a warrior. He protects the sheep from anything that might come his way when he's in that deep and dark valley. And so I encourage you for a moment to look to the shepherd, just like the sheep is doing, and with great confidence say, "You are with me." Thank you. Thank you that you are with me through the deepest valley, that you protect me, and that you care for me. Take a moment to reflect on this, to respond, and rest in the beauty of it. Note, we've all had some difficult times in our lives, but we've never walked alone. Jesus told us that in this world we would have trouble. This world is marked by sin. We will have trouble. But he also said, "Don't be troubled, because I have overcome the world." That's our shepherd. Even though we will find trouble, don't be troubled, because our shepherd is able to do this in verse 5. He says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies." I just went back to the old King James Version there for a moment. In the presence of my enemies, you prepare a feast for me. Picture the enemy standing and looking from the hillside down while the sheep has a feast in peace. And in this world that's filled with trouble, Satan is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, we can rest and enjoy the feast that God provides for us, because he has prepared the table. Think about all that God has provided for you, and take a moment to read, reflect, and respond to God, and then listen to him. He not only wants you to have abundant life when we're with him one day in heaven, but he wants you to have abundant life now, to enjoy the feast that he's provided. Thank you. It's said that when the angels were doing God's bidding and they were spreading rocks all over the earth, that the bag broke over Israel. And if you ever get to go there, you'll see that there are just rocks everywhere. And sometimes when the sheep were eating in the fields, they would bump their heads on the rocks. And they would cut their heads on the sharp rocks. And so the sheep says to the shepherd, "You anoint my head with oil." Because that's what the shepherd would do. He would put oil on the sheep's head to keep the flies from bothering the cuts on his head. And that's what the shepherd does for us. That when we have made mistakes, when we have taken wrong turns, our shepherd never turns his face away. You know, Adam and Eve learned that lesson. When the shepherd came to the garden, what did they do? They hid from him. They hid from him. And that's not what we're to do when we make the mistakes, when we have been hurt, when we need correcting. That's when we need to run to the shepherd, not run away. You see, that's when we need his presence most of all. When we've come through the difficult times and we have this confidence that he will never turn his face away. He'll never turn his back on us. He will anoint our heads with the soothing oil. And then the sheep says, "My cup overflows. My cup overflows." I just can't fathom all that the shepherd does for me. The Lord is my shepherd. If your cup is overflowing right now, just take a moment to reflect on that and respond to the Lord. And listen to him as he whispers, "I'm here, and I always will be here." Just talk to him about it. And then the sheep says, "Surely your goodness and love, surely your goodness and your chesed love will follow me all the days of my life." The sheep has ultimate confidence that the great shepherd and his love will be there for him all of his days. Surely your goodness and love will follow me. It will pursue me all the days of my life. We can't get away from God when we belong to him. We can't run far enough and we can't run fast enough to get away from him. That's just how much he loves us. And the final sentence of the sheep is this. He says, "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord, in the house of my shepherd Yahweh, forever." Forever and ever and ever. Oh, that's a beautiful confidence that we're given. Take a moment to read and rest and reflect and respond to God about the greatness of a shepherd who will never let you go, who will pursue you all the days of your life. And when everything is said and done, you will dwell in his house forever. He's already promised that he will go and prepare a place for us. Just imagine. The Lord is your shepherd. Rest in that fact. And may God bless you.